This is Dave DeForest. President Obama says he plans to start bringing U.S. troops home by mid-2011 and to turn security operations over to the Afghan government. Some observers have expressed skepticism that the plan will work, but Maureen Stramecki of the Smith Richardson Foundation thinks it will.
First of all, it's important to note that the principle of having the Afghans take over responsibility for security has been proven to work. In the last few years, Afghanistan forces took over security responsibility for Kabul, and the security of the city improved. Also, during the election, Afghan forces played the lead in securing voting sites, and despite very high levels of violence, very few voters were harmed. The principal obstacle to having the Afghans take over responsibility in a broader geographic area within their country is numbers. The size of the Afghan force has been artificially constrained to numbers that very early on were set with a very benign security environment. But as violence escalated in the country, the numbers were not raised until 2008.
It gets much more difficult, doesn't it, out in the countryside to keep control of things?
Yes. I mean, it's a large country, the size of Texas. And if you're trying to secure that with 70,000 Afghan army troops, which was the number that was set for the ANA for many years, it's an impossible task. But if you move the number up to the level that Stan McChrystal, the NATO general in Afghanistan, has talked about, 40,000 total Afghan security forces, then you're starting to get in the range where you can fill the zone and create security down to the local level.
What are other Western governments going to have to do to get the Afghan military in shape?
NATO will have to collaborate on stepping up dramatically the rate of training and equipping of the Afghan National Army and the police. In Iraq, in the course of 3 years, Iraqi forces were built up to over half a million. I think in the next 2 years, one can push the Afghan numbers up toward the McChrystal levels, and by maybe 2013, have those levels achieved.
Do you think this is going to succeed?
I think that if you carry out the McChrystal approach, which is based on population security at the local level, and partnering Afghan forces with international forces so they move up the learning curve very rapidly, and planning and synchronizing operations between Afghan and international forces, I think you can defeat the Taliban because it's not a strong force. It's not popular with the Afghan people, and if you create an enduring security presence in any part of Afghanistan, it's very hard for them to come in and challenge that.
Maureen Stramecki is with the Smith Richardson Foundation. I'm Dave DeForest, VOA News.